listening to Awake in Relationship, a podcast about intimacy, community, and culture in a time of great change with Silas Rose.
My name is Silas Rose, and this is Awaken Relationship. It's a new year, so it seems like an appropriate time to do another installment of On Air, which is a pithy riff on some of the issues and current affairs that I cover on the podcast. With a new hot war in the Middle East and a geriatric cage fight between Biden and Trump in the fall, I don't know anyone right now who is paying attention, that is not feeling just a little bit pensive about 2024. There are so many world-changing events in the past year. My head is still spinning. But really, what caught my attention most was recent developments in artificial intelligence. I've already done an episode on that. Haven't listened to episode 50. But I really see artificial intelligence as a force multiplier with huge implications for our information ecosystem, but more importantly, how we relate to each other and how we imagine and experience our world. The network effect that I fear is not that a new superintelligence will suddenly take control of the nuclear launch codes, but that it'll take control of the creative process. This is the sacred purview of the artist and the muse. In some sense, it's already happened. Social media companies already convince creators to trade their best work for fake rewards like likes and followers. It's one of the main reasons why I don't really have a social media presence at this moment, though I am trying. I really loathe the idea of becoming Mark Zuckerberg's dancing monkey. I grew up in an artist's home, and over the course of my life, I've dabbled in many forms of art, including painting, photography, writing, and DJing. I believe artists have always held a really important station in life, even if their work goes unnoticed. The ancient world, with its megalithic structures, is really a testament to great minds and great artists that imagine whole civilizations into existence. However, in the modern era, I really have kind of struggled with a sense of cultural stagnation. It just kind of feels like Western society has entered the fat Elvis phase of our development, where we've seemed to run out of fresh ideas and inspiration. Perhaps this is why I often fetishize the 1960s countercultural movement. It was a time not unlike our own, filled with incredible upheaval and social unrest, but also hope. The muse was alive and well and gave birth to this incredible period of creativity. I know this is a contentious point, but let's face it. The hippie generation had the best sex, the best drugs, and the best rock and roll. And it was the artists, the philosophers, the beat poets, and the troubadours leading the way to a brighter future, not billionaires. It's somewhat funny how I often feel nostalgic for a period of time I never got to experience. I never got to hear the soaring oratory of Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, or Allen Ginsberg. But even on YouTube, some transmission comes through. Like so many of the cultural leaders at the time, they were channeling something big, bringing heaven to earth. I came of age in the so-called turnaround decade of the 1990s, when everyone woke up from the party and suddenly realized how badly we'd effed up the planet. Any vestiges of the love and light ethos turned into raw anger. However, the muse also has a wrathful side. This anger gave birth to the punk movement and to grunge and to hip-hop. It brought people to the streets to push back against corporatism and injustice. We were angry, but also still hopeful that we could change the world. By the turn of the millennia, something shifted. Ironically, the shit show that was Woodstock 99 was some kind of hallmark of the impending cultural stagnation and nihilism to come. Personally, this transition was very disorientating. I felt like a rebel without a cause. Soon after I began studying Chinese medicine, the Twin Towers came down in the 9/11 terrorist attack. And whatever hopeful vision for the future that remained in the culture turned to fear. I think this is when the muse left us. So it seems to me, at least. And if we want to return to that hopeful vision, it's up to us to invite her back. I know that I'm stepping out on a limb by suggesting that the muse is feminine in nature. But there's something undeniably life-giving, magnetizing about this source of inspiration. This quality of the feminine awakens the spirit and senses to something transcendent. It's the magic or spark that elevates middling forms of art or science to greatness. 2024 really feels like another big crossroad, an intersection between innumerable crises and moral confusion. The question is, who is best able to imagine into existence a good human society? Is it really the Silicon Valley tech bros, or is it the artists of the world? I seriously doubt that the muse is impressed by the pissing match in space between Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos. There's no beauty in this vision, no matter how big or small or frivolous it may seem to your listener. The world needs your art more than ever. Thanks so much for tuning into my musings. Till next time, stay connected.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Awake in Relationship. If you liked what you heard, please click subscribe to get the latest show delivered fresh to your device or sign up for our newsletter at awakeinrelationship.com. Sharing is caring.